Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is February 13th, 2021, and this is episode 5. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book, Eat That Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time by Brian Tracy. The key to success is action. In order to get something done, we must eat the biggest and ugliest frog first, which means we have to tackle the biggest and most important task first before we try to tackle a smaller task. This audible book explores 21 ways for us to stop procrastinating and finally get things done. The frog is used as an analogy to represent a task that we need to do in order to get a task done. The author states that we must resolve to do something every single day that moves us towards our major goal. Goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. The bigger our goals and the clearer they are, the more excited we become about achieving them. Let us go over 7 of the 21 steps to stop procrastinating. Chapter 1. Set the table. We set the table by deciding exactly what we want. We must always write our goals down on paper and then set a deadline in order to achieve our goals. A goal without a deadline is just a wish. We must make a list of everything that must be done, and we do this by organizing this list into a written plan and then take action on this written plan on a daily basis, which will move us closer and closer towards our goal. Chapter 2. Plan every day in advance. How do you eat an elephant? The answer, one bite at a time. How do you eat a frog? The exact same way, by breaking the task into specific step-by-step activities and then begin on the first one. We must embrace the 6P formula, which is prior proper planning prevents poor performance. Planning will always increase our performance. Chapter 3. Apply the 80-20 rule to everything. 20% of our activity will create 80% of our results. We must focus on activities and not accomplishments. We must decide what is important and what is unimportant, so we don't focus on doing unimportant things. Chapter 4. Consider the consequences. Before we do anything, we have to ask ourselves, what are the consequences of doing it or not doing it? Future intent influences and often determines present action. Motivation requires motive. The greater the potential positive impact that an action or behavior can have on our lives, once we define it clearly, the more motivated we will be to overcome procrastination and get it done quickly. Chapter 5. Practice creative procrastination. We should only procrastinate on small tasks, which is essentially eating or procrastinating on smaller, less ugly frogs. We have to embrace the word no and be ready to say no, not only to ourselves when trying to procrastinate on a big frog, but we must also be able to tell others no so we can prioritize our time to achieve our goals. In order to start doing something new, we have to complete or stop doing something old. Chapter 6. Use the ABCDE method continually. The more important and valuable that a task is to us, the more likely that we will be motivated to overcome procrastination and launch ourselves into getting the task completed. We must always think on paper, which is also known as thinking in ink. Make a list of the day's task and put an A, B, C, D, E on the list before we begin the first task. An A item is regarded as important or something that must be done as soon as possible. A B item is defined as a task that we should do, but it has only mild consequences. A C task is defined as something that would be nice to do, but for which there are no consequences at all. A D task is something we can delegate for someone else to do. An E task is defined as something we can eliminate altogether. An A or B task must never be at the mercy of a C, D, or E task, or that will bring about procrastination. Chapter 7, Focus on Key Result Areas. A key result area is defined as something for which you are completely responsible for. If you don't do it, it does not get done. Poor performance produces procrastination. The better we become in a particular skill area, the more motivated we will be to perform that function, the less we will procrastinate, and the more determined we will be to get the job finished. This audible book is a joy to listen to, and it will definitely put you on the road to stop procrastinating and get more done in less time. On a scale of 1 to 5, I will give this audible book a solid 5. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I will be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. Feel free to comment and share. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.